broadly in about 1984, Australia adopted a national drug strategy that had that strong harm minimisation focus. Around about the same time as AIDS and all those sorts of issues were sort of really hitting the public health agenda, and it happened also that at that time the Prime Minister's daughter had a heroin addiction, so there was a particularly a personal history sort of thing that was that brought the issue to a level of national attention. And from that time there's been this strong focus on harm minimisation, which I guess gets operationalised in different ways by different people, but has always meant there's been a not a sort of a tolerance, but an acknowledgement that illicit drug use is going to happen and you need to do things that sort of address the harms, and particularly things like needle and syringe programs and all that sort of methadone programs and all that sort of thing. In Victoria in particular, there was a major policy review, I guess, that was done by a guy called David Pennington, who was I think then the Vice Chancellor of Melbourne University, one of the major unis in Victoria, and a former doctor and Dean of the Medicine School, who he published this, I guess, groundbreaking review in 1996 that really led to the institutionalisation of a harm minimisation approach, not just in health policies, but also through to education and policing issues. So from that time, there's been a pretty clear and consistent approach, particularly, there's always variation in practice, let's say, but a pretty consistent approach to harm minimisation in policing. So, practically, the police don't hang out outside needle and syringe programs to arrest people using drugs, but also in education as well. So there's been an acknowledgement in drug education programs that, illicit drugs are part of the things that teenagers need to deal with in their lives, and sort of an equipping of those people with the skills and capabilities to, respond well to that.